T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time for a staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Renee?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Miss Renee, we hear there's problems in paradise with your boyfriend, Trevor?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how to even explain this because, like, Trevor's kind of a nerd. He's never really been a stylish guy, and all of a sudden he started changing how he's dressing, and so I'm thinking, like, is this for another woman? Is he cheating on me?
Oh.
He works in tech, and I love him to death, but, like, he pretty much lives his life in Hawaiian t-shirts, you know, like the button-ups.
And, yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, everyone's got a flair.
I mean, it's not a good look, but I find it endearing.
Girl.
Okay, hold on real quick. I don't want to doubt your suspicion here, but you've already mentioned it's not a good look. Have you ever told him? Because maybe he's trying to change his look for you.
I mean, I've mentioned it a little bit, but he's just like, it's just me. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. I never made a huge deal out of it.
You don't yuck his yum. I feel you.
Oh, gosh. No.
What the hell?
And what?
Wait. Is that a flavor?
That's a saying that we used to say at 1 in 10, the youth center. Where
yeah,
did you hear that from?
Yeah, don't yuck someone's yum.
Yeah.
I heard it this weekend for the first time.
Okay, so back to the staycation setup. All right. So he has a style and a fashion that you really don't appreciate. Okay. And you hit him up about it.
Not exactly. It was just that out of nowhere, he started wearing like really fancy clothes and like, you know, button ups and slacks and loafers. And I'm just like, who is this guy? Like, he looks good. You know,
okay.
I'm not complaining in that regard, but I'm just like, I feel like he's changing for someone and that... I know there's this new girl at his work who just started, and she's like this cute little, I don't know, probably 22 or something, and she's the social media and marketing girl.
Okay. Well, how old are you and your man? Are you guys about the same age?
Yeah, we're both 30 and 31, so.
Oh, my God, so old.
Yeah. Stop, Anish.
I'm sorry.
So this new girl in the office is making your man change his style a little bit.
Yeah, and, like, I've never heard him talk about someone new at work, and he's definitely mentioned her. And so when I noticed, like, he only follows, like, 86 people on Instagram, and all of a sudden I noticed it was 87, and, of course, it was Madeline.
Okay, you are very much stalking your man to know that. I have no idea how many people my wife is following, but you knew off top your man followed one new person on his Instagram?
I know all 86 of those people.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Okay,
to be fair, that's okay. Sure.
All right. It's not a lot of people. Like, if her man's is not, like, the most
tech... Carla.
Okay, Carla. I'm here to be on your side, Renee. So, okay. I'm so sorry, but so...
It's, like, all of my family, all of his family, and, like, 9 of his friends.
I get so it.
Okay.
I'm assuming he started following her?
Yeah, so her name's Madeline, and I went on her Instagram, and her newest post is like, oh, I just started this new job, so I know it's that bitch. Like, I'm not...
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's get into it. The yuck and the yam, what is
okay.
it?
Shut up.
The yuck and her yum.
The yuck and the yum, okay.
What?
All right. All right, so you're afraid that his yuck and her yum are getting together.
I don't know if he's actually cheated on me, but if he says her name, like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Your intuition is kicking into high gear. Is that what it is?
Yeah. I mean, I can't help but notice the timeline, I suppose.
Okay. You know, enough said, man. I want to talk to this guy. His name is Trevor, right?
Yeah.
Let's just call it Trevor. We're going to do a staycation setup. We're going to offer your man a free romantic staycation and ask that almighty important question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Obviously, Miss Renee, we would love for him to say your name tied up in a little bow and like, yay, the guy actually picks his girl. But if he doesn't, I'm sure that's ran through your mind. Is the relationship done or do you want to give it a second chance?
Honestly, I feel like it would have to be done.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it sounds bad, but like, he's a total nerd.
Oh, God.
Like, he's lucky to like,
he's lucky to have a girl like you. Okay, Miss Renee, feeling herself. That's a lot of yum.
Oh, my God.
Yuck.
Okay, so the reason we're asking that is because we have counseling services no matter what happens, so we have that available for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
What'd you say this girl's name was again?
Madeline.
We're going to call your man up and see who he wants to spend a weekend with, his coworker Madeline or you, Miss Renee, okay?
Okay.
Calling Trevor up next. Staycation set up with your morning mess. The morning mess, we are back with the staycation setup. We spoke to Renee. She thinks her man Trevor is cheating on her after a new coworker just started working at his workplace. He started to change his style up, trying to wear, you know, these button-ups. And she's used to her man just kind of doing the whole nerdy look. He was into, like, Hawaiian shirts and khakis. Not no more. Renee, you're on the line.
Yeah.
So you're scared that your man might be on the side trying to impress and maybe even seeing this girl, Madeline, the new coworker.
I just can't help but, like, think, why is he changing now? And it's not like he said anything to me. You would think he'd point it out. He'd be so proud of himself.
Definitely. You know him better than we do, so.
I hope I know him better. Right now, I feel like I don't know who he is.
Right. Well, I disagree. I think you know exactly who he is. I mean, you stalk him. You know exactly how many followers he follows on Instagram and every person that he follows. You're doing a great job.
Oh, my God. Don't make me sound like a psychopath.
Yeah, I understand it. Things change. You notice things. It's okay. We're here to focus on your relationship, not to judge you. So what we're going to do is I'm going to pretend to be a hotel clerk. I'm going to call your man up. His name is Trevor.
Yeah.
I'm going to call Trevor up, offer him a free romantic weekend stay, ask him who he wants to bring on that free romantic stay. He's supposed to say your name, but if he says anybody else's, especially Madeline, then the show's yours. You let him know how you feel, and just know we have counseling services, okay?
Okay.
All right, you ready, Miss Renee?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Trevor?
Yeah, this is he.
Hi, Trevor. My name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite. We're adding in a honeymoon package, and I was calling to confirm details with you, but also to congratulate you on your winning.
Okay. Did I enter a contest or something?
Well, we're actually working off of an online database right now, so it looks like you have reviewed on Google and Yelp in the past, and we were hoping to get your help with that with our location.
I really don't know that I have, like, a weekend that I have free to do something like this, but thank you for the offer. I appreciate it.
If I may, we do have some scheduling that's available throughout the next 6 months. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for you, and we could really use your help. So there's no deposits, fees, or taxes with this free weekend stay. It's just a great way for you to show appreciation for that special someone in your life.
Well, a whole weekend. Yeah, okay, let's do it.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that, Trevor. I've got your reservation in front of me. A few questions here to get answered. It's really simple. My first one for you is, with this free romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note for your guest of honor. I want to give you a moment to think about what you'd like that note to say, and I'll jot it down when you're ready.
Okay. Thanks for joining me, gorgeous.
I have that written down, Trevor. My next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? Your guest's full name is needed to continue.
What if I want to change who the person is? I mean, it's 6 months, right? Like, that's a long time.
We can make adjustments to the reservation should that need to happen. I mean, I can pass along our phone number once we're finished up.
Okay, great. So the name is going to be Madeline.
Knew it.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, Trevor, we legally have to let you know you're live on the radio right now.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. Your girlfriend Renee's on the line.
Wait, what's happening? I don't understand. What's going on? What is it?
This is total because he just got caught.
No, I did not. I did not get caught. I did not get caught because I was not with her.
Oh, wow. Okay. What is happening?
Okay.
And you sound like you just got caught.
God.
No.
Well, you were
going
to try. You were going to try to get with her.
That's what IT stands for. I try.
That is not.
Don't make jokes right now.
Look, this is super messed up. Like,
It is really messed up because you picked a completely other woman to take on this romantic stay instead of your girlfriend.
But I didn't go. It didn't happen.
Okay, you know what? Stop talking to us. Renee, I'm sure you have a lot of questions. Go ahead, girl.
Yeah. I can't even talk right now. Like, you didn't go, and so that doesn't mean anything, and I'm supposed to just be chill with that? Like, I'm not your f***ing second choice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, look, what's wrong with keeping options open? I mean, like, you know.
You're in a relationship. That's what's wrong.
Yes,
God.
I try.
I knew I never should have dated you. You're such...
Say it.
A m***er. Like, you're so
there you
ugly.
Go.
Now what? You're out here thinking, like, you're all cute because you put on a blazer. Like, I don't
He got diabetes. That's what it is. He caught it. He caught it
yeah,
bad.
This is ridiculous, Trevor. Like, what happens if she would have said yes? You're cheating. I don't care if you did anything or not.
Yeah, and you're trying to pretend like you're this nice guy or whatever, but no, you're not a nice guy. You have no game.
Uh-oh.
Like, I saw what this girl looks like. You thought she was going to spend a whole weekend with you?
Does nothing for your hard drive.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
This is really shitty, okay? I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I never touched her.
Oh my god.
Okay,
what?
Listen.
That's not what it's about. God, I am so out of your league, and I don't know what I was even thinking. I'm done. I'm not even going to let you break my heart.
Okay. Any last words, Trevor?
I mean, I don't know how committed we ever talked about being.
Oh my god.
And with that said, Trevor, you still there?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. So, Miss Renee.
Yeah.
I definitely like the way you're like, you know, I'm not going to allow you to break my heart. And you're going to end that. There you go. I like that.
You guys, I'll send you a picture. You have to see this guy.
Oh,
you
know,
I'm not interested in that. I just want to make sure that you're okay. You have counseling services, like we had mentioned before, that's available for you to use. I mean, I get it. You're not going to let him break your heart, but that doesn't mean that you're not going to, like, hurt a little bit. And there's definitely...
She ain't got time to hurt, right? Right, Miss Renee?
No. I don't have time. I'm only going to date in my league now.
There you go.
This was like me slumming, and I can't do that anymore. Like, it's ridiculous.
We are not settling for less in 2020. Mm-hmm. I respect it.
Yeah. You ever got a bagless upright?
Backless upright?
A bagless upright. Yes.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, well, you're going to find out.
Oh, my gosh.
Right when you hit Thomas to Scottsdale, make a left.
Oh, my God.
Right there in that area.
This is so bad.
Right there. Take it.
Okay.
Joey! I'm so sorry. I think I might be the only one that knows what that means. You hold on 1 second, girl.
The Morning Mess.
Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.